This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7, The Fan.
Yeah, we'll have to see where it goes. Just kind of getting to know him. He played, obviously, great career, long time, very physical, tough, hard-nosed player. Had a chance to speak with him this morning. What a great conversation. Great, great, great man, family man. And had played some football this year, had played quite a bit. So we'll see how quickly he gets up to speed and kind of how it falls in with what we're doing. Just keep chasing it. Keep chasing it every day in practice and meetings and try to find it during the game on Sunday. I do. Yeah, they practiced today, practiced well, so we'll see what happens. Well, it's critically important. I mean, the ramifications mean nothing. I mean, to say we control our own destiny, it's only if we win. You have to win to control your destiny. It's been that way the last 2 weeks, and we hadn't been able to pull off a win. It was that way the previous 4 weeks, and we were able to do it. So, we need to go win. That's it.
Well, not really, because if the Pittsburgh Steelers went out, they control their own destiny. You're chasing them. So if you went out, there's a likelihood that you could possibly surpass them in the AFC North. But if the Steelers went out last four games, they're the team that now controls their own destiny. Ravens controlled their own destiny against Cincinnati Thanksgiving. Got spanked. But because Pittsburgh lost going into the game last Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium, Ravens still controlled their own destiny and lost. No. You don't control your own destiny any longer. You're a game behind. And you lose tiebreaker scenarios with other teams. This is not a situation any longer where if you just win out, everything will take care of itself. You need Pittsburgh to lose now. So this is not a control your own destiny scenario any longer. Now, winning your last four games certainly helps your cause, because Pittsburgh may be one of the wins. But no, you don't control your own destiny anymore. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, who just comes storming in, and Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Also heard about John Harbaugh talking about the possibility that Ardarius Washington and Tavius Robinson could be part of the equation coming up Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Tavius Robinson hasn't played in 7 weeks. Ardarius Washington hasn't played all season long. It's a Ravens defense that it seemed to be getting it together during the 5-game winning streak. Last couple of weeks, not so much. And with Tavis Robinson, what he brings to the equation, he sets the edge. He's tied for second in sacks, which isn't a high bar, with only two. And for Darius Washington, he was one of their bigger playmakers in 2024. So we'll see how that goes. And here's John Harbaugh also talking about Laken Tomlinson and whether or not he'll play. And he mentioned he played this week, year for the Houston Texans as he started seven games, then got released. I mean, that's a playoff team. They got rid of him. Someone came in and took his spot, signed to the practice squad. Whether or not he plays Sunday remains to be seen. But all we know is, Nolan, that he had a very good conversation with Laken Tomlinson when he came in. So there we go.
That's probably about it. So, hey, nice to meet you. All right, welcome. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, we know why he's here, right? He's only here because Ben Cleveland got suspended. And there's a reason that he's not with the Texans anymore. Veteran status or not, Pro Bowler or not previously in his career, there's a reason he was available. So, I mean, the Ravens are desperate. And maybe there is a scenario where he ends up seeing the field for them. But I don't think I would look at him as some sort of savior for the O-line.
Yeah, just to give you a backstory on Laken Tomlinson, he was an All-American at Duke, first-round draft pick back in 2015, was a Pro Bowler 2021 for the San Francisco 49ers, went to the Jets, didn't work out there, same with Seattle, and then in Houston this year, now he signed to the practice squad for the Baltimore Ravens, but things have been so bad on the O-line, Vinny, that maybe Laken Tomlinson, I don't know. I'm not even trying to get into what the hell he could even bring to the equation, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't even think he'd be active, Bob, on Sunday. To me, I'd much rather see Corey Bullock. I mean, Corey Bullock's been with him the whole time. I think Corey Bullock's a better football player than Tomlinson. You know, Tomlinson, like you just mentioned, he's been cut by three teams in, what, the last 3 years. So it hadn't worked out. So people bring him in. Why? Because he's a veteran. And then what do they find out? That he can't play. You know, kind of like Noteboom. Same type of thing. You know, where's Noteboom? Inactive. And that's right where Tomlinson will be. Tomlinson's there just in case they lose a bunch of guys. That's why he's here.
Yeah, is he really upgrading things that have been bad all season long?
No.
But can he be any worse than Voorhees or Daniel Falele, who's become kind of a national talking point?
Yeah. Well, I would just love them to give Bullock a shot. I mean, they gave Emmanuel, or they gave Jones Jr. a shot.
Emory Jones.
Emory Jones,
yes,
Jr. a shot. Guy. You know, they gave him a shot. Why not give Bullock a shot? And the only reason I see they don't give Bullock a shot is because he's the backup center.
Well, that's a short-sighted way to look at things. If he's a better player than the guys that are struggling, could you're worried about Linderbaum getting hurt?
I'm right there with you. I mean, they did the same thing with McCary, you know? I mean, it took Bisciotti to say, hey, play your best five guys. And that's why McCary ended up starting. So they've done it before. I wish they'd give Bullock or, you know, put Jones Jr. Back in there. You know, it can't. I mean, Harbs thinks it can get worse. They see it more than we do. I mean, I just watched the film, and I just see that Voorhees and Falele. I mean, there's been issues the whole season. And that is the biggest problem.
No Lamar Jackson to practice yesterday, rest day.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know what? Hey, if you're going to run the ball on Sunday, take your rest day, you know? That's what I say. You got to get your legs back involved. For them to win Sunday and then to go on and win games after that, if his legs aren't involved, they got no shot, my opinion.
Fifth straight week, no full practices.
Yeah.
But we saw him with some juice running the football against the Steelers this past Sunday. But if you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Total request Thursday. Ravens 2.5-point favorites over the Bengals. Total points 52.5. Oh, by the way, screw your flex. How about Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Lambeau Field?
Oh,
have
Jesus.
Fun freezing your little ones off in that game. Which, by the way, might not mean jack squat, depending on what the Ravens do the next 2 weeks.
They hosed them on that one, Bob. I mean, playing in Green Bay at night in December, or basically, I've been there in January before. It sucks. It's totally hoses the Ravens there, man.
So the Ravens get the Bengals Sunday. Then they host New England, first place. Go to Green Bay, first place. And if it's worth a crap, they finish in Pittsburgh, first place.
Well, the thing about it, Bob, is more importantly, probably you got Burrow, you got Drake May,
and you Jordan got Love.
Yeah. And what have they done against good quarterbacks? Hasn't gone well.
They've lost pretty much every game they have played in those scenarios. But if you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Rest day for Lamar, so we're assuming he'll be at practice coming up later on this afternoon at One Winning Drive. Pete Alonso, that news resonated nationally. Nolan, get in here. 5 years, $155 million. If he passes his physical, which we expect he will, that announcement could become official maybe today. We'll talk to Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun, who's been at the winter meetings coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. But I will say this, born and raised in Baltimore. I'm a Baltimore sports fan. Grew up with the Orioles, the Colts, Ravens since 96, Terps all life. It fascinates me that people still find a reason to complain about things. This is the biggest free agent acquisition they've made outside the organization since Miguel Tejada over 20 years ago, who was the reigning MVP of the A's coming out of 2003. And Miggy had some good years. He's been tied to, you know, illegal substances in regards to performance enhancements, but whatever it is. Chris Davis got the big deal almost 10 years ago. They traded for him. And he was just kind of a piece of a trade. From the Texas Rangers. Jones, he got an extension. Got him from Seattle. But to get Alonso outside of the organization is a humongous accomplishment. Oriole first basemen, statistically, were the worst in the American League and among the worst in all of baseball in regards to offensive output. So they've addressed that need. And yet people are still bitching. Well, does he pitch? You realize the offseason's not over yet, right? There's still 2 months plus before they get to spring training. They recognize they need starting pitching. All of the national reports of the Orioles are still on Valdez and Ranger Suarez. I still think they're going to trade for a starting pitcher when it's all said and done. A memo didn't come from one winning drive, from the warehouse saying, we've agreed to Pete Alonso. He's going to wear whatever number and welcome the polar bear to the beavers and the moon man, as we've got your farm animals covered here. But we're done. That's it. We'll see you in Sarasota. Come on, man. This is a massive acquisition. Mets fans and New York media is losing their freaking minds because of this. And there's still a small portion of Oriole fans who just aren't satisfied with it. This isn't the end of the offseason. They signed a closer. They got Kittredge back. They just solved their first base and middle of the lineup dilemma. They're going to bring in a couple starting pitchers. It's like, pump the brakes. Stick to bitching about the Ravens before you complain about the Orioles making one of the biggest moves they've made ever in free agency.
Well, it's kind of what I said yesterday. I mean, look, there'll be time for things to blow up in their face down the road, if that's even going to happen. But for today and for now, just be happy, right? We haven't had a reason to celebrate this kind of thing in a long time. Just be happy for now. We're nowhere close to playing games. We're nowhere close to being done with free agency and any of that stuff. Just be happy they got Pete Alonso. And I try to get inside the mind of, okay, you know, what could you have a problem with the deal for, right? Because those people exist. And I'd be willing to listen if you made a valid point. And if someone wanted to say that, well, I think Pete Alonso stinks, and I don't want him because I think he's going to crumble this year and he's a terrible ball player. I disagree.
Sure.
But I would actually almost be willing to listen to that more than the people that are complaining about it being some sort of overpay. Did we not just go through this for years and years and years? Orioles come up short. Orioles are in. They offer a big contract. We went through it earlier this week.
Yep.
They offered the contract to Schwarber. It was the same value as the Phillies. They still didn't get it done. And everyone's screaming, well, you gotta give them the extra year. You gotta throw more money. What does it matter? It's not our money. Spend the money. There's no salary cap. There's no repercussions here for overpaying, right? And then you get a deal that you perceive as an overpay, and you're like, oh, too many years. No way he's going to be good for that fifth year. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
If he helps them win the World Series in 2026, he drinks for free for the rest of his life in the Charm City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he bottoms out, then we'll all be complaining in 2029 or whatever it is. But if the Orioles go to the World Series and win it, and he's a major part of it, You win the deal. They haven't been to a World Series since Ronald Reagan was in his first term as president. I was 18 years old. You weren't even born yet. Vinny didn't even know Baltimore existed on the map. That's the last time things happen when the Orioles get to the World Series. So if he can get this done within the next couple of years, accept it. Now, if the starting rotation on December 11th is the same one on February 11th, then I'm going to be whining like everybody else.
And real quick,
but let's pump the brakes on the bitching and complaining.
One last quick thought about the money spent here. Doesn't it feel good to be on the other side of the coin that not just the Orioles won a free agency negotiation, but then the news comes out yesterday that the Red Sox, who were also in on Alonso, well, that price point was too rich for them. Doesn't that tickle you? Doesn't that make you feel something? That the Orioles paid something that the Red Sox thought was too much money?
Yeah.
We're living in bizarro world. Enjoy it, folks. Come on.
Until they give it to Bo Bichette, then everybody will be like, you ever pay for him? It's Vinny at 81057, the Fan, Nolan McGraw. Me and Nolan celebrating the Pete Alonso deal because things aren't done yet. We don't think, with Mike Elias. NFL Ravens, well, there's things to be concerned about, and rightfully so. They've kind of dug themselves a hole that they haven't gotten out of, and just when you thought they did, they put themselves back in it. And what the hell's going on at the University of Michigan with their football team?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ravens back at practice yesterday, minus Lamar and Chidobe Awuzie. So they're back at it today. Lamar rest day. We'll see how it goes later on this afternoon. Orioles are going to sign Pete Alonso. Not officially official yet. So he passes his physical. They're still pursuing pitching. So stop going, can he pitch? Social media. Everyone's clever.
I don't know what people are upset about. Like you said, Bob, I mean, it just started. Free agency basically just started.
Pipe down. Yeah. I mean, they filled a major need. Orioles' first base production was among the worst in baseball.
Yeah, and every national person has said they're going to get pitching. Yeah, just, so chill. Just, and even they came out and said, we got room for two.
Yep.
They've got one.
They're going to sign
yes.
one, and they're going to trade for one.
Yeah,
that's
so
my prediction.
So chill.
Right.
You know, and it's going to get better.
I'm always interested to hear the spin, though. Just because, like, from a sports talk radio standpoint, if you can make the argument, right, and I disagree with it on the surface, but if you can convince me, more power to you. I was a little disappointed in the spin yesterday. I didn't think it was any good from multiple people. I mean, if your spin was that, yeah, well, it wasn't Kyle Tucker. I mean, come on. That's weak sauce, man. I mean, you can do better than that.
Yeah, wasn't Kyle Tucker. Okay, Kyle Tucker's a hell of a player. Pete Alonso's a hell of a player. Pete Alonso has the third most home runs in baseball since 2019. He just turned 31 years old. He fills a need. I mean, really? It's not your money. What do you care how much they paid him?
Right.
The beers are still $20. Parking's still going to be astronomical, whether they have the worst team in baseball. Or not. Why are you counting dough that has nothing to do with you? Enjoy it. Holy crap. I mean, they recognized the Orioles that it was a flawed team going into last year, like the Ravens are dealing with right now. You correct your mistakes. They don't spend any. Well, they're spending a ton of money. They would have signed Schwarbsy if they wouldn't have wanted the extra year. But I like Alonso better because Schwarber's a left-handed stick, which they have plenty of, hits a ton of home runs, but he's a DH.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Alonso's JT Snow at first base, but acceptable enough. Just enough. Let's wait till the offseason's over, then we'll complain.
And we would have been.
I'm speaking for myself. You want to bitch because you're a fan? Go ahead and bitch.
We would have been thrilled with Schwarber as well. Make no mistake.
Oh, no doubt.
So this isn't like, we got our guy, now it's crap on Schwarber. If he signed, would have been over the moon. But I'm with you, Bob. Like, lefty versus righty, when you think about what this lineup has been lacking over the past couple of years, power in general, but power particularly from the right side. And I saw this from Matt Weirich, who we'll talk to later. Looked up the stats. You're thinking, all right, right-handed bat. Camden Yards might not be as advantageous because of the left field wall. Well, he was saying last year, you know, Alonso would have hit, you know, over 40, 45 home runs if he played every game at Camden Yards. So if you're thinking about ballpark factor, not a thing here. He can go to all parts of the ballpark. So
remember,
he's younger, everything across the board. I mean, it's great.
Let's go back to the playoffs 2 years ago before we get the break, get Jim Smith in, and then we'll get to your phone calls. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals and their loss to Buffalo, where they were actually up.
Yeah.
Kind of handed that one on a silver platter. But Pete Alonso hit that home run off Devin Williams in the playoffs 2 years ago. Devin Williams never recovered from that. Milwaukee, remember, opposite field, tied the game, then they wound up winning it. And extra innings. And the irony of it is, if I don't even know what irony means anymore, but now Devin Williams is in New York with the Mets, and Pete Alonso is now in Baltimore with the Orioles.
On top of the Diaz departure, I mean, it's nothing but sting for the Mets fans right now.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with that? Anyway, that's their problem. We'll come back. Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland. Talk about what's happening at College Park. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals. You want to talk about Pete Alonso. Do you have a problem with the deal? We want to hear from you. I mean, me and Nolan are cool with it. Even Vinny's cool with it. We're cool with the deal because they're not done making deals. But if you have a problem with it, I'd like to hear why.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi. It's sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99, plus $2 off your personal pitchers there. He's the one and only, and we love him. He's Jim Smith. Nolan, you bring him in if you wouldn't mind. Jim Smith. Jim, how you doing, buddy? Good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Glad to have you back. I got grilled last week when you weren't here.
What happened? They rake you over the coals. What kind of grilling? Did you have grill marks on you when you left?
If you're not going to be on anymore, I'm not doing this show.
Vinny giving you the business, I guess, for sure.
He does it when you're there, too. Don't worry.
I'll be nice today.
What the hell were you yelling at a poor lad?
It was my birthday, too, and you were grilling me. It was unbelievable.
Oh, just to give me some context here, because, Jim, full disclosure, if I'm not on the show, I ain't listening to the show.
Well, it was right after signing day. So I asked him, Bob, you know, you got all these, you know, you guys were ranked like 40-something, and there's 10 Big Ten teams ahead of you, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah. So it was that kind of thing.
Vinny, what are we ranked now? I'm just curious.
What is 37th?
25, my man. 25. Making our way up.
That's right. Got the little flippage.
Got the portal. Hey, Jim, we got the portal, and you got the cash, so I can't wait.
Yeah, well, we're digressing it a little bit here. But, you know what I mean? But the portal, I'm making sure if I'm Jim Smith, not to speak for you, that Stewart, Mathis, those guys don't enter, Malik. You get where I'm coming from. Anyway, but Jim Smith, great to talk to you. Anywho, let's switch into basketball a little bit. The Maryland women, the incredible comeback against Minnesota over the weekend. They're down 9 with literally less than a minute left. Pull that one out. Maryland men, we have Buzz on Monday talking about the learning that they experienced in Vegas and then last Saturday against Iowa. So for the Hoops teams, give us your assessment of what we have seen so far. Brenda's proven commodity with Final Fours and championships and Sweet 16s. Bud's very much in the infancy stages of his tenure here.
No, look, we'll start with Brenda because she's been here the longest and has done really an incredible job each year building her team. I mean, she's going through that injury bug right now, too. But she has a lot of depth, and you saw that in a double overtime game, losing people, you know, having people play, you know, almost what 50 minutes, full games, because we're a little short staffed, and with an incredible comeback on the road. So great to see her team. Can't wait to get further into the Big Ten schedule with our women's basketball team. You know, we've talked about Buzz not having a team to practice a full complement of players. We're slowly getting that back. Huge game here Saturday night with Michigan on national TV. Going to be a huge crowd, great energy, red out, for those who are still interested in coming. We probably have a few tickets left. So just, you know, excited to see them get, you know, a big home surprise victory that will shock the country when we can knock out Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, Michigan, arguably the best team in college basketball as we sit here on December 11th. Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny, at Haney 105.7 The Fan, brought to you by our friends at the Green Turtle. Now, you're in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, didn't go well for Maryland out there, but the sports business the landscape has changed. How much change, Jim, has happened in the collegiate landscape just to, forget about 30, 40 years ago, just over the last 5 years?
Well, even the last 2 years has really changed dramatically, just with the evolution of NIL and rev share and how you're allocating out resources and how you're making sure you're getting the best return on investment for your resources that you're investing in the programs. You know, that is, you know, that's a constant discussion that's taking place. I would say the one theme that was very consistent with all the athletic directors out in Vegas that I talked to was the real need for guardrails and rules that everyone understands clearly how we're to operate in this world today. And then what the penalties are going to be for not following those rules. And I think that there's a lot of frustration from athletic directors around the country in really not understanding, you know, what the game plan, what the rules are and what the penalties are going to be.
Jim, more along those lines, you know, because I listen to Nick Saban talk all the time, and I like a lot of the things that he says, you know, about college football. It seems like the calendar's all screwed up, Jim, number one, for college football. That needs to be fixed. And, you know, since it's pro football, they're talking about, you know, we should have a commissioner that's over all of the, you know, all of the teams and stuff. What do you think about going to more of an NFL-type model, at least for football? I don't know the calendars for the other sports.
So I think there's two parts to that, Vinny. I think the calendar piece definitely can get resolved. I think that was another topic of conversation. You know, the Big Ten was very much an advocate of the portal being in April, not in January, not in the postseason, not in the middle of postseason. I mean, it's just, you think of, and you were in the NFL, you think about, oh, it's the middle of the playoffs and players can go anywhere they want. It's the craziest rule that's out there.
No doubt.
And that everybody's got to, you know, got to sprint to get it done in this period of time. And that, you know, what is the governance of college football and the governance of the NCAA requires all four of the conferences to kind of agree on what these rules are going to be, the Power Four conferences, to agree on what the rules were going to be. And somehow we ended up here in January. I think the other piece, and you know this very well, is in the coaching changes. Mm-hmm. You know, the NFL has got a great policy on how you would ask for permission during a period of time to talk to a coach.
Right.
I would tell you, I think everybody in college football would enjoy something like that, where the windows were clear and everyone could understand what those rules of engagement are, because you saw the chaos that was created this year.
Yeah, I think it's chaotic, you know, and it's not fair to the players. I mean, coaches leaving that are in the playoffs, and you're not coaching your, you know, I mean,
and they're taking their staff with them. In
yeah,
some case.
Where's it fair to the player? The players are the one that are getting hosed. You know, the coaches are leaving and getting paid.
There's no question that there are a lot. I mean, there's a lot of players who are negatively impacted when coaches decide that they're going to leave their team before the end of the season. It's just not good. And I think we all would like some set of rules. The challenge is that we got to get everybody to agree to it. And that's harder than it seems at times.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny, at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Vinny, you got one more?
Yeah, one quick one. The bowl system now, because Bob and I have talked about it. You know, like when I was playing in college, you know, we went to the Peach. It was a big deal. Now, players don't play, players back out, nobody goes to the games, nobody cares. What's going to happen with the bowl system?
So I think the bowl system fits for a lot of teams and doesn't fit for everyone. And I'll use the example. My son works at Kennesaw State, probably one of the surprise stories if you're following college football this year to go from 2-10. They're thrilled to be going to a bowl game, right? They are absolutely, they're going to them, and they're going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl, right? So it's not the bowl game that is on a lot of people's list, but the bowls work for, I'd say, 80 to 90% of the teams in college football. Does it work for everyone? No. And we saw that it didn't work for Notre Dame this year. Okay, fair enough. And it didn't work for Iowa State for a different reason.
Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate the time as always. It is Total Request Thursday. So as Vinny was giving you the business last week.
Me and Nolan.
That's good. Nolan was giving him the business. Oh, my God. Let's go out on a high note. What do you want to jam to as we head into the 11 o'clock hour?
You know what? I'm going to do Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, that's a good comeback. Anyway, he's Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate the time as always. We will be talking next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
As long as you're there, Bob.
I can't. I got a GED, Jim. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. Jim, have a great weekend.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Jim.
To you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
There's Jim Smith, everybody. AD, University of Maryland, will come back, reset the program for you. So stick around. And then we got Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals coming up at 11:30. Everything looked good till it didn't all of a sudden. Joe Burrow just celebrated a birthday. He's just happy to be alive. Pittsburgh controls their own destiny. We'll talk to Cordell about Lamar not practicing yesterday. John Harbaugh cool with it. He looked a little agitated when he was meeting with the media. Yesterday afternoon, whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night, and one pretty cool cult. Well, yeah, the Colts are involved, but it's more of a Ravens thing, so stick around for that. That Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll start, what side of the ball are we starting with?
Let's do the Bengals offense first.
Offense! Joe Burrow threw four touchdown passes, but he made two critical mistakes.
Yep.
Which helped cost them the game, so stick around for that. Pete Alonso signed with the Orioles, where he's going to, pending physical, which is a monumentally positive deal for the Birds of Baltimore. They're not done making moves, so stop with the fatal guinea pitch. What are you, Shecky Green? You're the only one that's come up with that line. February 11th, he doesn't sign a pitcher. We're all piling on. Macho Man Savage top rope style. But something tells me he's going to, my Elias, bring in two pitchers, one via free agency and one via trade. How's that sound? Anyway, let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good morning to all you gentlemen. A little bit today, Bob. Still fuming on the replay reversals. Not satisfied with the CYA explanations. On-field refs were in close proximity and immediately adamant to signal end zone TD and tip drill interception. They did admit on the Travis Jones erroneous four-point penalty that it was undeserved. Why have replay and still get it wrong? Also, you're showing no trust for the on-field officials. The entire ineptitude is unacceptable. Personally, I think it's commissioner level to exact greater rule clarity interpretation for the future. And the NFL past examples prove that thought. Charles Woodson, Raiders, strip fumble of Tom Brady for a trip to the Super Bowl. Tuck rule invoked. QB Brady at the time was the NFL cash cow versus Woodson as just a defensive back. And later, after the fact, in 2013, the rule is termed obscure and it's eliminated. Going on the Wayback Machine, 1965 Colts versus the Packers playoff game to get to the championship game. Goalposts at that time were H-shaped. 4x4 padded post on the goal line. Game bulls down to left-footed Packer kicker Don Chandler for a game-time field goal attempt. Referee is positioned under the crossbar. Chandler hooks it high and right, and he's in obvious disgust. Ref calls it good. Baltimore Sun photo shows otherwise that it was no good. Colts lose in overtime. After the fact,
The goalpost is redesigned to one post 10 yards deeper to the end line, and the uprights are raised 20 feet and painted gold. Fast forward, 2014, Justin Tucker, same thing. Disputed kick, called good. Uprights lengthened again 5 feet and termed the Tucker rule, Baltimore extensions. My point today, when it's realized that certain things can be debate disputed, make the necessary concrete adjustment for a hard and fast verified ruling that can't be debated, such as a running back who breaks the plane with the nose of the football. We all know, no debate, touchdown, verified by the likes of Walter Payton and Marcus Allen their entire careers. Likely broke the plane with the football. That's it today, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. By the way, Jim Tunney in that Colts game he's referencing, that was the Tom Matty had the plays on his wrist game.
Okay.
Because both Johnny Unitas, I think it was Gary Quazzo, got hurt. Tom Matty had to play quarterback, who, by the way, was a running back. And Bart Starr was out. Zeke Bratkowski was. So it was backup quarterbacks. The winner advanced. Packers wound up winning the game and went to the championship game and won that. But Jim Tunney interviewed, I did, back when I was at WNST years ago, who was, to this day, one of the most revered referees in the history of the sport, stands by that call to this day. And pictures showed that the ball was wide left or right, whatever it was. And Chandler, as Ed said, the still picture is him turning away going, I just bleeped up. And they rolled it good, and the Colts wound up losing in overtime. Wow. So, yeah, referees have sucked forever, I guess is the point. You change rules to make them less sucky, and they can't seem to get out of their own way. And you were telling me during the break, they might go on strike?
Yeah.
If I'm Sheriff Goodell, I'm like, please do.
Yeah, they're
all I hear about is how bad you guys are.
Well, not so fast. Remember the replacement refs?
Oh, yeah.
It can always be worse, Bob.
Good call.
Yeah, well, you're right. You know what seems to be the bigger problem is? The dudes on the field seem to get it right, but then they go to Mrs. Butterworth back in New York, you know, with the replays.
Yeah, he's probably staring at his phone.
Yeah.
Anywho, we'll come back, talk Ravens, Cordell Woodland. Stick around, our buddy here on 105.7 The Fan. Of course, Fresh Take Sports, he and Ben Hall. You can hear it on this radio station. Whip around left 15, and then Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals. If you want to join us, you want to rag on the Ravens, you want to praise the Orioles or rag on them, whatever. That's what sports talk's all about, just hot takes and ragging on people. Go bleep yourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.